Hey there, welcome to Better Talks, the podcast, in which we talk to friends from the development community.
I am Rick.
And I am Oscar.
Oscar, we're going to look back at the last year. This is our special Christmas episode.
Yeah, nice sweater, dude.
So let's just have a look at what the last year has brought us, right? Because this was now our second year of doing... No, I think we're even at the third year of recording these.
February at some point. I don't know. We're going into our third year. Was this our second full? Yeah, I think so.
No, because I mean, this year we had episode 48 and on. So that's 2 years that's in front of that.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, we're closing off our third year now.
Well, let's look at the list.
Well, there's...
Because we have no guest today.
No. No, we're just looking back at some of the most outstanding or interesting or funny or whatever episodes that we've done last year.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been a few, right? I mean, one of them that actually really stood out to me was Jimmy Bogart, because of the open source story that he has around his product that I think every .NET developer at least encountered somewhere during their career.
Yeah, and he actually recommends not to do it. Don't use this.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, no, it's Jimmy was special, like big name. Also in conference land, of course. I saw him in Techorama this year.
Yeah,
and he was there. Did some session from the, what was it, like the. Yeah, really like a .NET from the dirt or like something like that session, but like to show his stuff that he learned and picked up. And
okay.
Like how to migrate some things. And yeah, it was a cool session to see, but also fun to see him in real life for the first time. But yeah, we had him on talking about his AutoMapper.
Yeah.
And a bit about Mediator, I guess we talked.
Yeah, because that's him as well.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome, awesome dude, like fun.
Yeah.
And really then, realistic.
Yeah, true. And then we had quite a few interesting other guests as well, of course.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, what I still think is funny, Azure McFarlane.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, I think, the fact where she had the video that actually said, hey, I'm going to explain to you how you pronounce this. Because we don't want to make Mama McFarlane.
No, indeed.
That was so funny.
Like she's always right.
Yeah.
It was about her bromance, right? With with Microsoft Flow.
The Flowmans.
The Flowmans. Oh, the Flowmans, yeah. Not the bromance. That's
she was. But there was a Flowmans with Power Automate, which I have to say, now that I'm in a role where a little bit more admin is required,
mm-hmm.
I'm... So, such a fan of Power Automate and the flows it has. It helps you tremendously in getting some stuff just sorted out automatically because you don't want to think about it for too long.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really powerful solution. I mean, of course, we have Logic Apps in Azure and then Power Automate besides that. But it's such an easy way of automating specific tasks.
But funny to hear because like now you are in a role and then suddenly it becomes very important to you. While I'm not missing it and I never look at it. Like I wouldn't also Logic Apps. I'm like, why would I do that? I know code, but I can imagine in a different context, this is the exact like specific tool you need at that moment, at that place. And like with all tools, right? Right, tool for the job, then it starts working.
That's it. So, for instance, I'm on an ACE team, which means I'm an advanced cloud expert within Microsoft. So, all of the cloud solution architects from the EMEA region,
mm-hmm.
If they have questions about a specific topic, they ask their ACEs, one mm-hmm. of which is me. But we have an app that actually registers ACE requests so that we can see who picked up which ACE request and when and why and mm-hmm. how. And that was already there, and it's stored in a SharePoint list because it's made with a Power App. But all of the things around it with sending emails, tracking stuff, making sure that people get notified, everything is like you you click and drag to integrate, for instance, when something happens in a SharePoint list. While I do know code, but writing it would take me a lot longer than just saying, hey, I would like to use that SharePoint connector.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever something happens in that list, do this for me. And that's where the power comes from.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. Like the otherwise you would be struggling with putting some credentials somewhere. And
right.
And in this case, it always runs in that context where you live in the enterprise.
Yeah.
And then it suddenly makes complete sense to use that. But you would not do that if it was like a multi-tenant app or whatever.
Nope.
That doesn't make sense.
Nope.
So I can really imagine that it's really powerful, those things.
Yeah. So that was actually, it was also a really nice episode, I think, because mm-hmm. it's just like you said, it is something that we're not dealing with on a day-to-day basis. I mean, I don't work. That's the cool thing. I've created a couple of flows, but I don't work with them daily because I created them once and now they do their thing. I don't have to think about it anymore. But it's fun, like we had discussions, for instance, also with people who are more on the Intune side of Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
It's also something that's quite far from what we do from a day-to-day.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you can find that there's, or still, you can find that there's also people who are highly enthusiastic about that in their realm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice to see, as far as I'm concerned, to see all of the enthusiasm that goes around for people within their own realm of existence.
Yeah, I think we like somehow extra notice the things, and talking to people that are a bit outside our day-to-day, so they're not fully devs, or they're not in the part of the cloud we are in. Like, we notice, and we notice the same excitement, and we see similar people getting excited, want to tell the world about all kinds of features. While we're like, okay, like, I didn't even know this existed, or this just always works. But I don't know. I think it's really special to see that, all these layers of abstraction on everything, and people with different realms having different tasks, and basically, like those communities live side by side, and sometimes they overlap. And I think that's fun in this podcast, because we're not dismissing anything. We learn a lot by also looking at people that are outside of our own comfort zone and business. One moment you will need to overlap, and you will find each other. And it's fun. It's really fun to grow this community around this.
So, do you have episodes that stand out to you if you look at the past year?
Yeah. Like, content wise, think about Eduard. We were talking about Azure Container Apps, which I am finally, after years and years, like, why would you need any other compute than App Service Container Apps? Next to my Azure Functions passion, like, kind of makes sense. Like, it is on the cross section of those. It's just compute, but I'm finally falling into the container world, because now it makes sense. It's not like an infrastructure hobby anymore. It's just compute.
Yeah.
And to me, that one solved a lot. And I think, I tried to cover a lot about scaling and all kinds of things around it. And it's funny to see, because like, it's a guest that talks about that in that context, and he mentioned SCADA, which we like last year talked about to Tom Kerkhove about.
Yeah.
Like, he's involved in that, or was always involved in that. And like, you see that all those lines, all those products, like anyone in that community, like, where we know, speak to, read up on, like, they're passionate and trying to solve those problems.
Yeah.
I think it's fun, and that's for me content-wise. And I love to, I love security. I love to dive in also with Scott Helm into some things. Such a cool guy. And
And the one that with Sarah was, of course, also, Sarah Young was, of course, also
Sarah Young.
On security.
Yeah, so we tend to do a few of those. That's for me a bit more, like, those topics are a bit more day-to-day for me, because our platform's highly secure aware, let's say that.
Yeah.
So it's fun, like, yeah, to dive a bit more deep, because you see the difference. Like, we will find someone outside our own realm, and we will learn all about it, and we'll ask questions, and we're really high level. But then basically sometimes we hit on something we know a few things about, and we go deep down. And I don't know if all our listeners appreciate it, but I always think it's fun, because you never know if we're talking about a community or values or person-to-person contact, really like human part of this, or just going deep down straight away. And it's, for me, always a surprise when we're recording.
It is. But also the feedback that I've gotten is that for a lot of people, that's actually the fun about it. That mm-hmm. sometimes it is knee-deep into tech, but also we can go up and make it kind of fun, or just talk about the person or something strange, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually what makes it human, and that there's a human connection in there as well. Because, I mean, in the end, we are all humans and we all interact. So it would also be nice to look a little bit beyond what we already know from people,
mm-hmm.
and then look at the person behind it. Because, for instance, and I know that these are two from the year before, but for instance, when we talked to Scott Hanselman, it was really nice to hear how he thought about not having to...
His thoughts about waste and stuff.
Yeah, and not having to pull molecules out of the ground at the other end of the earth, yeah. just fly them
for
to America
jacket.
Just because he wanted something. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was actually really inspiring, at least for me. And then on the other end, you talked about tech. Last year, I mean, within 5 minutes with Clemens Vasters, we were not needy. We were shoulder deep in messaging and in tech and in everything behind it.
Yeah, but that's the fun, because I think we started this adventure to have a podcast and
have fun.
Have some fun.
And talk to people in the community.
And I think we also, like in our first description, wanted to do is about like the people in tech. And that is what we're doing. We're seeing people around us, peers, but the humans that are actually working in technology. And sometimes we're like fully into the technology. But at the end, it's the group of humans trying to solve a puzzle. I think it somehow automatically always goes in our own certain way.
I think that's the story when you put us together in a room anyhow. So
yeah, we will have some laughs. And I think unfortunately sometimes we have some ridiculous talks and laughs that, like, I don't know if they might not be for broadcasting, but sometimes just hit the record button early in the morning, because like this will be fun anyhow.
Yep.
I enjoy it. I think our guests are always having fun and having an opportunity to share their story and maybe inspire someone else. I think with this holiday special, like the humans and the technology, let's, I would say, give him a warm applause, but we're just the two of us here in the dark room.
Yeah, that's not going to sound all the best, but... I think you touch upon a really important thing there, that, or we touched upon it, the humans and the interaction. And we've had quite a few people on the show that actually explain to us why they do certain things that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And then especially in community work, but also in helping people educate so that they can get a different job or get a job, period.
Mm-hmm.
Helping people who have less fortune, who are less fortunate than some of us might be. And I think if I look at all of the talks that we've done over the past years, I think that's something that really stands out across the board, that there's a lot of positive intent, wanting to help people. And if it's in skilling, or if it's in explaining how something works, or if it's in actually giving people new opportunities by educating them, or by advocating for them, or mentoring them. I would really like to ask those of you listening, see if you can find some time to help somebody else in such a way, because it's such a superpower if you do so.
I think those are strong words, and I completely agree. Let's go for another year of fun and helping other people in the community.
Let's do so. And to all of you listening, thanks. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
See you next time.
Thank you for listening to Battle Talks, the podcast. We publish a new episode every 2 weeks.
You can find us on all the major streaming platforms like Spotify and iTunes.
See you next year.
Bye.